Hi, this is dictation for Davon Washington, Davon, Washington, Washington, date of birth is 1/16/1979, date of accident 6/12/2025, date of service is January 6, 2026. The patient presents with a history of ongoing issues secondary to an accident on 6/12/2025, where he was a pedestrian and was hit by a car while crossing an intersection in Detroit. He flew in the air, landed on his buttock and both hands, leading to headaches, various symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, vision problem, memory problem, balance problem. Started having a pain syndrome affecting his lower back mainly. Some pain in the chest was reported initially. Left knee pain was reported, and numbness and tingling of the right hand. The patient has had positive finding in the MRIs that were done subsequently, and he was found to have a sprain involving anterior cruciate ligament, sprain of the interfibers of medial collateral ligaments, and joint effusion. And the patient received one injection on 7/10/2025. He also was found to have a disc herniation, T56, T67, and a bulging disc at C4, C5. The patient has had no treatment for this as of yet. He has not come for injections. In the lumbar spine, patient has disc herniation of L4, L5, and L5 S1, and a bulging disc of L3, L4, for which the patient has obtained four epidural injections and two sets of facet joint injection for L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and SI joint injection times two. The patient is now here for a follow-up evaluation, and he reports that he is still suffering from various pain to the tune of 8 in the lower back and the neck. 40 to 50% relief is reported by the patient. Headaches have been continuing to the tune of 7. They are off and on. And now the patient even reports some pain in the right shoulder. Although he has had no recent history of fall, he never reported this pain earlier. And the patient pain level remains between 7 and 8. No radiculopathy is reported. No radiation to the upper extremities, lower extremities, and no weakness. Please review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination. Blood pressure 134/73, pulse 58, pulse ox 100%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit. That is dated. December 11, 2025. The patient number is 1213-004. Plan, I reviewed the MRIs, and patient has been advised to continue having some further treatment like cervical epidural injections times two. An MRI of right shoulder has been ordered. Physical therapy is discontinued as patient has had more than a year of therapy. And he is released to regular duty job if there is any. Max were reviewed. Patient was provided with Percocet 10/325, one pill a day for 15 days, 15 tablets. Lidocaine gel 4% was also ordered for the patient. And the new drug screens have been ordered and obtained. EMG was done and is found to be abnormal for left C7 and C8 radiculopathy and a mild bilateral carpotunnel syndrome. The patient has been advised to schedule her procedure for carpotunnel syndrome for both sides, and also refer to Dr. Redden for further consultations. Thank you. Home therapy has been advised as well. The patient is not particularly interested in having cervical spine surgery or consultation at this time. Thank you.